Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 8th, 2018. Welcome to day 658. Robert Mueller's team has begun writing its final report. Trump and his lawyers, meanwhile, have been reviewing his written answers to questions from the special counsel. Mueller is required to produce a confidential report at the end of his investigation, which includes, quote, the prosecution or declination decisions reached by the special counsel, end quote. With Jeff Sessions being replaced with Matt Whitaker, who is openly critical of Mueller, it's not clear yet whether the report will be released at all, or in what form. Trump, meanwhile, hasn't decided whether or not he'll answer any of Mueller's questions, according to Rudy Giuliani. If Trump declines to answer the questions, Mueller would be forced to make a decision about whether to subpoena the sitting president and force a historic legal fight. Moving on, Trump suspended the White House press credentials of CNN's Jim Acosta after a heated exchange during a press conference yesterday. Acosta refused to give up the microphone and challenged Trump on his characterization that the Central American migrant caravan was, quote, an invasion, end quote.
A group of migrants moving up from Central America to the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in
not
this election
no,
to try
all.
To
I want
keep...
them. I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need right. the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly,
you know what? That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN. All right. And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question. Mr. President,
Acosta was later refused access when he tried to re-enter the White House and was asked to hand over his hard pass, which gives journalists access to the premises. Sarah Huckabee Sanders falsely claimed that Acosta had placed his hand on a young woman who was responsible for giving the microphone to reporters asking questions. Sanders also tweeted a doctored video to support her accusation that Acosta was aggressive toward a White House aide. While the edited video makes it look like Acosta swiftly chopped down on the arm of the aide, the original video shows Acosta's arm move only as a response to the aide grabbing the microphone. In the original video, Acosta says, "Pardon me, ma'am," when she grabs for the mic. Acosta's statement is not included in the video that Sanders shared. The White House Correspondents Association called the White House's reaction, quote, out of line to the purported offense, end quote, and urged that Acosta's press pass be restored. The doctored video was posted originally by the editor-at-large for the fake news site InfoWars. Moving on, a federal appeals court ruled that the Trump administration cannot end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The ruling, that came from a panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, agreed with an earlier ruling from January from a federal district court judge, which said Trump lacks the authority to eliminate the program. And finally, a gunman killed a dozen people inside a crowded country music bar in Southern California while firing seemingly at random. The gunman was identified as Ian David Long, a 28-year-old Marine veteran who earlier this year was cleared by a mental health specialist after he had an encounter with police. Long was found dead inside after apparently killing himself. And now to the notables. One, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell and fractured 3 ribs in her office. She was admitted to the hospital for treatment and observation. 2, Christine Blasey Ford continues to be, quote, the target of constant harassment and death threats, end quote, after she accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when the two were in high school. 3, Brian Kemp, the Republican candidate for Georgia's governorship, resigned as Secretary of State in order to begin his transition to governor, despite the race still being too close to call. 4, the EPA removed more than 80 climate change websites. And finally, the Trump administration issued a pair of federal rules that allow some employers to deny insurance coverage for contraception to their employees based on religious or moral grounds. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.